The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. Yeah, this is hump day, but it doesn't mean what it was meaning, a couple weeks ago, because so many people are not working. People are not back to work. But it is hump day, it is Wednesday, and I'm delighted that you have chosen to spend some time with us this afternoon. My telephone number remains the same. It is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And just a reminder, we are trying to support local businesses, small businesses, family-owned businesses, as much as we possibly can. So the last 2 days, I've been opening the phone lines to small businesses in our community. All you have to do is call 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you have a small business, and we'll put you on the air. You can tell our listeners who you are, what you do, how to get in contact with you. Plus, we have added something since yesterday. We now have a special place on our webpage for small businesses as well. All you have to do is go to thewordcolumbus.com, look for the small business tab, click on that, and it's very easy to use. You just sign up, you put your information in, and people can come to our website and find out who the small businesses are that are still open, still providing services. It's just another way that we can provide help, support for small businesses, local businesses here in Central Ohio. So again, if you have a small business, please feel free to call in 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. But you can also go to our website, thewordcolumbus.com. TheWordColumbus.com. Look for the small business tab. It's easy to find. If you don't see it initially, hit the refresh button. Click on that. It tells you what to do. And you can tell our listeners that you are open, you are reaching out, and you are still providing services for our community. So that's just another way that we want to help the small businesses in our community. Good news on the stock market. Yesterday was the best day since 1933. The stock market was up over 11%. Today, it is up another, well, right now it's almost 6%. The bell closes at 4 o'clock Eastern, so another 20 minutes. Right now, it's up almost 8% today, another 1,100 points. Yesterday, it was up over 2,100 points, and again, the best day since 1933. So it has certainly been a roller coaster on the stock market, and I realize many of you are impacted by that because of your 401ks and so forth. So anyway, that's good news for a change. I think this is good news as well. This was out yesterday, but I didn't see it until today. I was talking about Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost, and again, I just got a text from him just before we went on the air, and he is going to try to work us into his schedule. He's incredibly busy right now, as you might guess, but he is going to let me know whether he can call in. I'm hoping that we will hear personally from Dave Yost, our Ohio Attorney General. But on Monday of this week, he rejected a proposed constitutional amendment that would have legalized recreational marijuana in the state. Why did he reject it? Not enough signatures. Now, I don't know about you, but I think this is kind of funny. The amendment was called the Marijuana Rights and Regulations Issue. It would have been a constitutional amendment that would have added to the medical marijuana and would have allowed recreational marijuana, which is the last thing we need here in the state of Ohio. Well, the backers of the proposal went out and got 1,248 signatures. Now, they only needed 1,000 to have it considered by the Ohio Attorney General as to whether the language was proper and so forth. So they needed 1,000 signatures. They got 1,248 signatures. Only 271 were valid. I don't know about you, but I kind of think that's funny that the marijuana supporters, out of 1,248 signatures, 271 were valid. So almost 1,000 of the 1,248 signatures were not valid. Maybe they had been using the recreational marijuana. I'm watching the news because the White House and the Senate late last night reached an agreement on the stimulus package, over $2 trillion, not billion, trillion. Yeah. And they reached an agreement. The House has to get on board. And supposedly, this is going to come to a vote on the floor of the Senate sometime this afternoon. Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer finally reached agreement with their constituents. And we're hoping that they will be voting on this afternoon. We don't know what's happening with Nancy Pelosi and her House version. There was an enormous amount of pushback and even outrage over the stuff she was trying to push into the Democratic House bill, including millions of dollars for Planned Parenthood. What does that have to do with the coronavirus? Nothing. Nothing. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on the news. The Senate vote should happen this afternoon. All right, before we go to the break, let's go to Mark in Columbus. Mark wants to talk about the marijuana legislation. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, Tim. Well, I didn't want to call to harangue you about how nice the weather is. I didn't want to do that. So I'm not going to tell you how nice it is outside.
Actually, I have been outside quite a bit today. So it wouldn't bother me as much as it usually would when you call and harass me and harangue me.
Bob, it bothered. That tears me up, Bob. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I could tell.
Hey, but I think that's funny, too. I think they forgot to check the validity of the signatures. You know?
Well, I think they had been smoking too much of the stuff, you know?
I think so. I do believe.
But isn't that hysterical? Out of 1,278 signatures, 271 were valid. Almost 1,000. Nope.
I can only imagine how that happens. I just don't know. You were talking about Pelosi and her trying to sneak these amendments in there, and it's like, well, why not? Why don't you let us do what we want? You know, come on, we're just trying to help.
Yeah, we're just trying to help. We're gonna give millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood, which by the way, last year had hundreds of millions of dollars in surplus. I don't remember the exact amount, but it was in the multiple hundreds of millions of dollars of surplus last year after we had given them $500 million of our tax dollars, and Pelosi wants to get more millions of dollars into the coronavirus stimulus package to support Planned Parenthood.
It's like my dog. They just never stop. You know, they don't. They want more and more.
All right, Mark, I got to take a break. Good to talk to you. Go enjoy the sunshine while I'm cooped up here inside.
Oh, well, I won't say anything about that.
Oh, no, of course you won't. Of course you won't. All right, bye-bye. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Again, if you got a small business, give me a call, 877-262-5483, or go online to thewordcolumbus.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
How about some good news? I started to say, how about a little good news? This isn't little. This is big good news. Here is the latest update on our Bible League campaign, sending Bibles to Christians all over Asia through the Bible League. We started on Thursday of last week with a massive, seemingly impossible goal of $12,000. Now, at any time, that would be a huge, huge, huge goal. But right now, in the crisis that we are experiencing, so many people out of work, one of the worst economic times in any of our lifetimes, it seemed completely impossible. Thursday, it still seemed impossible. And then Friday, you folks started calling 800-YES-WORD in large numbers. Friday, you did. Monday, you did. Yesterday, you called 800-YES-WORD. And today, I am so happy to report that out of our $12,000 goal, we are now at $11,850. That means we are $150 away from our goal. That is it. $150. That's all. All right, now, folks, let's get this taken care of. $150, that's all. If three people right now would call and pledge $50, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. If just three of you would call with a $50 pledge, we would be at our goal. Maybe somebody could just go ahead and pledge $150. Now, I'm not going to be offended at all if we go past the goal. I hope we do. Because every $5 provides a Bible. And these are going to Christians who desperately, desperately, desperately need these Bibles. For many of them, the overwhelming majority of them, the Bible that you provide for them will be the very first Bible they have ever possessed. And if you know anything about Bible League, they're not just handed out willy-nilly. They don't go on a street corner and say, here's your Bible, here's your Bible. Every person who receives a Bible has to go through the Project Philip discipleship program. So in other words, you don't get a Bible from the Bible League unless you earn it. And that's why $5, that includes the printing, the shipping, and the distribution. $5. Plus, there is still a matching grant on the table that has not been met yet. Every dollar is doubled. Every single dollar is doubled. So your $5 gift normally would provide one Bible. While the matching grant is on the table, it will provide two Bibles. Let's get this taken care of. 800-YES-WORD. We are $150 away from our goal. That's it. $150. I really believe we can take care of this right away. 800-YES-WORD. Or you can go online to thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, and you can give online if you would prefer. It's quick. It's secure. It's easy. Thewordcolumbus.com, just click on the Fan the Flames Bible League banner, and you can give online. I'm hoping, I am praying that when we come back from the top of the hour break, I will be able to tell you that we have not only reached our goal, but exceeded it. It's miraculous. No, I'm serious. It's miraculous. And here's the thing about this audience. And this is not really important. It really isn't. But I want to share it with you. Many, many radio stations all across America are participating in this campaign. Many stations all over the United States. If we reach our goal today, we will be the first station in America to reach their goal. I've just kind of come to expect that from this audience. So anyway, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. I'm coming up on the break. I've got a lot of other stories to share with you. No, we're not going to spend the whole day on Bible League. But let's blow past that goal, all right? $150, that's it. Certainly we got three people that could pledge 50, or somebody who could pledge 150. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673.